Please join me in the Office of Prime as you find it on page 108. And let us rise for the versicles. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault, in thought, word, and deed, for the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Have mercy on me, forgive me all my sin, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians chapter 3, the first verse through the fourth. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. A number of years ago, I was on an airplane, and an elderly gentleman, a few rows in front of me, got up to go back and use the restroom, and I recognized him. It was one of the greatest football players from the 1960s, a guy by the name of Ray Nitschke, used to play for the Packers. And in his day, he would have been mobbed for autographs on a plane like that, like Peyton Manning would today, let's say. But here it was, about 25 or so years, 20 years or more after his career was done. And I thought it was interesting he could walk all the way through a crowded plane and nobody recognized him. Maybe a couple people like I did thought we recognized him and saw him. And when he came back, I saw he had a Green Bay Packer emblem on his shirt, so I knew it was him. But nobody stopped him for an autograph. Nobody talked to him on the way. Back in the 1970s and 80s, there was someone that many people consider to be a comic genius by the name of John Belushi, Saturday Night Live fame and Animal House and so on. Today you can find his grave, an unmarked grave, on Martha's Vineyard Island off of Massachusetts. His wife had to move his grave because different people were coming by and desecrating it. And so today, the caretaker of the cemetery mows over his grave the same way that a cemetery caretaker would mow over the grave of a poor street person who had died. It's interesting that the glory that we can have in this life doesn't last very long. Even people who at one point, just recently, were considered to be at the top of their game and at the height of their career and the most noticed people that there could ever be, just within a couple decades, it just fades away and it's gone. And that's the way the glory of this life is. It's very fleeting. It's very passing. The old theologian C.F.W. Walther said that it's kind of like when little children play with bubbles and blow bubbles up into the air. That's what the glory of this life is like. It looks so nice and shiny for a while. And you can kind of chase it, but it flies away and pops and so on. But all of us have to admit there are things in this world and in this life that can really draw our attention. There are different forms of glory here in this world that can attract us, and we can think they're so important they can start to consume us as far as our lives go. And it can be defined in fame, it can be defined in prestige, it can be defined by money, it can be defined by trying to save up for that big retirement. It can be defined even by the prestige of your educational degrees and so on, or the pleasures that we can enjoy in this world, or maybe having some power someday. There are a lot of different bubbles out there that we can chase here in this world. King Solomon put it all in perspective as he wrote, "I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and indeed all is vanity and grasping for wind." But that doesn't stop the devil from floating these bubbles out in front of us. That doesn't stop him from putting things out there in our lives and tempting us to go after them to find our glory, our heaven now in this world and in this life. And he will find a button in us, as I know he does in me, he will find a button in us to try and exploit, to try to find that one thing that can capture your attention that will cause you to focus less on Christ and to focus less on heaven. One of the church fathers in the Middle Ages put it this way, this life is like an inconsistent lover who will love you and treat you well for a time, but then abandon you for another. Don't be allured by her and put your trust in her. St. Paul says it so clearly in our text today. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above. And this is the one true art of Christian living in this world, to be heavenly minded, to be heavenly focused, and to realize in the end that that's all that really matters. And you are already connected to that life that's in heaven right now through faith in Christ. Notice the certainty that Paul gives you in our text. He says, "For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Notice he doesn't say it might be. It is. Your life as a Christian by faith in Christ right now is already hidden with Christ in heaven. It's already there, and it's hidden to the world, and it's even hidden to you. You don't even see it. But faith holds on to that in Christ and already right now possesses heaven. And where Christ is, that's not only where you and I belong someday and where we plan to go someday, but in essence, by faith, we're already partly there. He already is there, and by faith in him, we are already there as well through that faith. Of course, someday we will see the full glory of it when we are taken from this life. And so God would have us live for this lasting glory, not the bubbles of this life, but the lasting glory that we have in Christ. Paul says, "When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Not Christ who will be our life, he doesn't say, but Christ who is now our life. When he appears someday again, when he comes back in his second coming, then we will get to go and see what this wonderful glory is that we've been waiting for. And so don't go back to the things of this life. Don't go chasing back to the empty, meaningless things of this world. There is a woman's body buried somewhere down in Texas in a very strange way. She was a very wealthy woman and had a huge Cadillac lined with gold with very special seats and so on inside of it that she always loved. And she asked her family when she died that they would put her body in a bag and put it inside of that car so she could be buried in her Cadillac. In the end, in this world, in this life, that's as good as it gets. That's as good as you get. Right now, by faith in Christ, you are connected to the one thing that has lived and survived the grave, our Lord Jesus. And you already possess his heaven through faith in him. So let us frequently, regularly, entirely set our minds on things above, where Christ is seated in glory. And someday we will get to see how fantastic a glory that truly is. Amen. Please rise as we continue with the responsory. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. O Lord Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. Arise, O Christ, and help us, and deliver us for your name's sake. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, bright Son of the world, shine upon my spirit and drive away the night of sin, that I may walk in your holy light all my life and even forevermore. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the Lord Almighty order this day and all our doings in his peace. Amen.